اللہ تعالیٰ تمہاری صورتوں اور معنوں کو نہیں دیکھتے بلکہ تمہاری نیتوں اور اعمال کو دیکھتے ہیں. حضرت مولانا اشرف الحسن رحمۃ اللہ says, اللہ تعالیٰ He doesn't look at your appearances, doesn't look at your appearances, nor does he look at your money, at your wealth. He looks at your intentions and your amal. He looks at your intention and amal. See the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, innamal amal bin niyat. Allah Ta'ala will judge actions according to intentions. Now, there's a misunderstanding. Many people, especially people who follow their nafs, they misinterpret this hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, innamal a'mal bin niyat, that actions will be judged according to intention. What they prefer to understand from this hadith is that even an evil action, an evil deed also, as long as the intention is sincere, there's a good intention, then that action it is acceptable to Allah Ta'ala. For that reason they say, there is nothing wrong if we look at a ghair mahram, our intention is clean. That is a shaitani deception, a deception of shaitan. A sin does not become halal, does not become lawful because of a good intention. Someone gambles with this intention that the proceeds of the gambling will be for charity, for sadaqah, then he will be punished for that type of sadaqah. The meaning of the hadith is that good deeds, amal salihah, will be judged according to your intention. A person gives charity, for example, gives sadaqah, but his niyat is not corrupt. His niyat is to show people, to convey the idea that he is a generous person, then that sadaqah is not accepted. Same way if a person performs salat, performs nafil salat in the public, and if this is his intention to convey that he is a pious person, then that salat becomes a wabal, a calamity for him. So every good deed is judged according to the intention. Allah Ta'ala will not look at the appearance of a person. He has the appearance of a buzruk, of a wali, and or a person is a very wealthy person, gives a lot of sadaqat, etc. But his intention is corrupt. So Allah Ta'ala will not accept such deeds. بس اپنی نیت اور اعمال کے سنوارنے کی کوشش کرنا چاہے. Therefore you should make effort to rectify your intentions, your نیت, and to adorn your اعمال. You adorn the اعمال by doing the اعمال with sincere intention and doing correctly according to the sunnah, according to the manner in which Allah Ta'ala has ordered. That's the way you adorn your اعمال. You don't fabricate or introduce new methods of for the amal. You have to see what if that amal is according to the sunnah, then it will be an adorned or a beautiful amal. And no matter how beautiful it may appear to people, but if it's in conflict with the sunnah, then it's mardood, it's rejected. ہماری نظر ہماتن دنیا ہے اور دین پر بالکل نہیں جو اخلاص کے منافی ہے. سے our focus is completely on the dunya, it's only on the dunya, and it is not at all on the deen, and that is negatory. Negates what? Ikhlas. We can, every person, if he reflects upon it, he will understand that his focus is on the dunya. That reason, he will always assign the two is dini obligations, a secondary or tertiary role, and he gives preference to the dunya. He will harm his deen for the sake of the dunya. And that's mentioned in the hadith. It's by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it's a great calamity. And it's mentioned by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that if you harm your dunya for the sake of protecting and perfecting your deen, then that is no harm. You have done yourself a favor. You harm your dunya, if you suffer a little, you suffer worldly loss. But the reason for suffering that worldly loss is because you are upholding Allah Ta'ala's deen. It's for the sake of the deen, then you have gained. Our focus is so much on this dunya that almost all our time, very little time is devoted to the deen. The greater part of our time and of our entire life, it is squandered, it is wasted in this dunya. And then suddenly the maut comes and it snatches away from the dunya. Ilm deen, because of zururat hasil karke, phir apne ko murshid kamil ke supur kar de. See, first requirement is to acquire necessary deen knowledge, such knowledge which is necessary for your daily activities, ibadat activities and your dunya activities. You must have sufficient knowledge. It is farad upon every person to have that degree of knowledge by means of which he can rectify and reform himself and perform his obligations in a correct manner. And if he lacks that knowledge, then obviously you have to answer by Allah Ta'ala. You have a double sin. One sin is for performing that act in an incorrect manner, and the other sin is for not having pursued or gained that knowledge in order to perform the deed correctly. So we have to acquire necessary ilm, and then the Quran says, then you submit yourself to a murshid kamil, to a guide who will be able to know perfect, who understands the Sharia, who understands the moral and the spiritual sicknesses of people. Submit to him so that he guides you. Or uska ittiba kare, inshallah, ek din ikhlas mein kamyab hoga. And you follow him, provided he's a person of the deen. Then if you follow him, then inshallah, one day you will understand, you will obtain ikhlas. One day then, you will acquire ikhlas. We don't understand, most people don't understand the meaning of ikhlas. It was an abid. Abid is a person who devotes his life to ibadah. He's not an alim, he has sufficient knowledge but he's not an alim in the conventional meaning. But he's not a jahil also, for a jahil can never be a proper abid. So this abid who was living in one village, he devoted his entire life, his entire day to his father. His son, someone came to inform him that in the nearby village, this abid was living on the outskirts in a hut. Inform him that in the nearby village, the people have started to worship a tree. When he heard that, he flew into a rage. He worshiped my tree, took his axe, and he set out to cut down the tree. Along the route, a man accosted him, stopped him, asked, where are you going? He said, I'm going to cut down the tree, people are worshipping. He said, I will not allow you to pass. So the abid, who are you not to allow me to pass? And the two wrestled. And then the two wrestled, and the abid defeated, overpowered him. So when the abid overpowered him, that person now, who was now under, he pleaded with the abid. He said, look here, be intelligent. Don't do things in an ignorant manner. Firstly, understand well. that you are not a Nabi. Allah Ta'ala did not appoint you to be a Nabi. Secondly, if you cut down one tree, they will worship another tree. How many trees are you going to cut? That's 100,000 of trees. So what you are going to do now is futile. It's futile. So what I say, you go back to your heart and spend your time in Ibadat. Every morning, you will see under your musalla, there will be two gold coins. Take that gold coins and go and make sadaqah with it. So many people will benefit, poor people, destitute people will benefit. So this, he was not an alim, this alim, this appealed now to the alim. So he went back. Next morning, after he made his salat, lifted the musalla, he found the two gold coins there. Very pleased. The second day again, he performed salat, found the two gold coins again. On the third day, when he lifted the musalla, there's nothing. When there was nothing, he thought, this man, he crooked me, frauded me. So he took his axe and he set off again. He set off again to cut down the tree. Along the road, the same man appeared. And he stopped him. Where are you going? Cut the tree down. You cannot proceed. And the two wrestled. And soon that person overpowered the abid. The abid was now helpless. So that man, you better return. I killed you. The abid said, I will return then. But just tell me one thing. Why the first time I defeated you and now the second time you defeated me? He said, you know why? I'm shaitan. But the first time you set off, you had ikhlas. Your sincerity, your anger was for Allah Ta'ala's sake. That reason you had that power, ruhani power, spiritual power. Now when you set off, although your action appeared to be the same outwardly, but your anger was now for the money. You didn't get the two gold coins for that, it was your anger. So there's no power, there was no ikhlas. Because of the lack of ikhlas, your power, you lost your power, and so that I defeated you. So it takes a long time to understand yourself. And many of us, sometimes, we become angry. We see somebody doing something wrong, we become angry. But that anger of ours is not for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. It's nafsaniyat. There's nafs in it, involved in it. But we give it a dini veneer or dini flavor. And we make ourselves believe, we trick ourselves and deceive ourselves that this anger of ours is now for the sake of the deen, where it is for the sake of the nafs. So it takes a long time to understand the nafs and to understand what the meaning of ikhlas actually.